Okay. I just want you to make yourself comfortable now. I'd like you to close your eyes. Now you can just listen quietly to the sound of my voice. And of course you'll be aware of all of those other sounds too. Sounds inside the building and sounds from outside. But these won't disturb you. In fact, they're going to help you to relax. Because the only sound you need to think about is the sound of my voice. While you're listening to the sound of my voice, you can just simply allow yourself to be as lazy as you could ever want to be. Just allow yourself to be as lazy as you could ever want to be. Now I want you to think about the top of your head. Many people don't realise that tension often starts in the little muscles of your scalp. So I want you to think about those little muscles in the skin of your scalp and just allow them to let go and relax. Now all the muscles of your face, just let them go slack. Your forehead, your eyes and your eyelids, your cheeks, mouth and jaw muscles. It's a wonderful feeling when you let your face totally relax. Because when you feel your skin settling and smoothing out, it might mean that your mouth opens slightly. Whatever is best for you, just let it happen. And clenching your teeth and relaxing your tongue. Because the more you can physically relax, the more you can mentally relax. Thinking about your neck and your shoulder muscles now. And onto the tops of your arms. Seeing all the tensions drain away as you think on down through to your elbows, into your forearms, down through your wrists, and into your hands, right the way down to the very tips of your fingers and the tips of your thumbs. Just letting all of those muscles let go and relax. Now think about your breathing, noticing your breathing even more steadily, even more slowly as you relax more and more, so you can let any tension in the chest area simply drain away as you think on down to your stomach muscles, letting all the muscles relax too. Think down into your back now, the long muscles either side of your spine, and let those muscles relax. And your waist, and your main thigh muscles as you think on down through your knees, down through shins and calves, just allowing all of those areas to relax and let go. As you think on down through your ankles, through your feet, into the very tips of your toes, all of the muscles of your body, beautifully relaxed and easy, very lazy. And now you're so beautifully relaxed. Nobody wanting anything. Nobody asking anything. I want you to lay there and imagine as strong as you can that you are on top of a beautiful, warm, softly lit staircase with 10 steps to go down. It's all covered in a beautiful soft carpet which is nice and soft on your feet. And it's in your favourite colour and design. And with a wonderfully smooth hardwood handrail at the side for you to hold on to. And at the bottom of the staircase is a door. And behind the door is a room, your own special room, where nobody ever goes but you. In a moment or two, I'm going to count all the way down from 10 down to 0. And as I count all the way down from 10 down to 0, you can imagine that each number is a step down on this staircase. Another step down into deeper and even deeper levels of relaxation. So by the time that I get to 0, you'll be as relaxed as you could ever be. So, 10. Take the first step down now. There's plenty of time. No need to hurry. 9. Feeling more and more relaxed. You're moving down easily now. 8. Another step down now into relaxed calmness. 7. Imagine how it feels as your hand glides down the stair rail. 6. Going deeper now. 5. You're feeling more and more relaxed. 4. Deeper still now, and still deeper. 3. Your breathing becomes slower now and steadier. 2. There's a wonderful calmness just sweeping over you. 1. Almost all the way down now. Just one more step to go. 2. 0. And now you find yourself in the front of the door to your own special room. Look at it for a moment and notice the colour and the design of your room, looking at the texture and the pattern of the handle, and understand that this room is always here for you in your thoughts. You can always find it just by going down that staircase of calmness and relaxation in your mind. Then you open the door and move easily inside. It's comfortable and warm in here, and softly lit, and furnished exactly as you want it to be. Absolutely perfect. Make it truly vivid in your mind, catching the smell of the room, and feel it as well as the way it looks. And in the middle of the room is a comfortable bed. A wonderful, luxurious, cozy, comfortable bed. And as you just doodle lazily over to it, you flop yourself down and enjoy that deep sense of calmness and relaxation that sweeps over you as you sink into your pillows. And now you're feeling so calm and so relaxed. I'm going to read you a little story. Once upon a time, there was a little boy who was very sad. Everywhere he went, there was a mean old ogre, and he'd follow him in his footsteps and whisper in his ear. The mean old ogre made him carry a bag around. And into the bag would go heavy rocks everywhere they went. As they walked along, the ogre would whisper in the boy's ear, "There's a rock you need to carry. Pick it up and put it in your bag. Look, there's a rock about feeling bad about yourself. Pick it up right now and put it in your bag. Look, there's a rock about getting poor results in school and getting told off in school. Pick it up and put it in your bag. Look, there's a rock about all your fears. Pick it up and put it in your bag." So the little boy did this because he was afraid. "I have to do what the ogre says." And the bag got heavier and heavier. With each rock, follow it with the following. And the little boy did so because he was afraid. Now I want you to think about all the things that make you feel upset. I want you to think about all the things that make you feel afraid. I want you to think about all the things that make you feel bad about yourself, or anything you can think about. And I want you to think of it as a rock. And I want you to put it in that bag. And of course, the little boy did this because he was scared and afraid. But the bag got heavier and heavier. And everywhere the boy went, he had to pick up more rocks about those feelings, the sad feelings he was feeling. And the bag got heavier and heavier. Finally, the bag got so heavy that it took every ounce of the little boy's energy. He had to drag it along the path. One day, as he and the ogre were walking along the path next to the lake, a wizard peeked out from behind the tree. He watched the little boy struggling with the heavy bag as he kept picking up more rocks and putting them in. He also could see the outline of the ugly ogre walking behind the boy, whispering to him. He noticed that it was the same size as the little boy, and it stayed very close to him. Now, the wizard felt very sorry for the little boy. It seemed such a shame for him to keep dragging round such a heavy load. And so, the wizard jumped out into the path, startling the little boy. The wizard's hat was tall and pointed, had many stars and silver on it. It had a long, deep purple cape with all kinds of magical figures on it, and they were all in gold. Every move he made sent sparkles all around. He was very tall, and in his right hand he held a long black wand with a crystal point on it. The wizard asked the little boy, "Why are you carrying that bag of heavy rocks?" "An ogre keeps telling me I have to," replied the little boy.
"Why do you have to?" asked the wizard.
"I don't know, he just tells me I must," cried the boy. "And even though my bag is already too heavy, it keeps making me put more and more rocks in."
"Then," asked the wizard, "well, how much longer do you want to drag around that heavy bag of rocks?"
"I don't want to drag it around," the boy insisted. "But he says I must."
"Why don't you stop listening to the ogre?" asked the wizard.
"Because I'm afraid of him," replied the little boy.
"Nonsense," said the wizard.
"All you need is a little courage and confidence, and you'll be rid of those rocks." "But how do I get courage and confidence?" asked the little boy. The wizard replied, "If you really want to get rid of those heavy rocks, I can create some magic with my wand. I'll simply tap you on the right shoulder and send courage into you. And then I'll tap you on your left shoulder and send confidence into you. And then you'll be able to get rid of the ogre and the rocks. But the question is, do you really want to get rid of them?"
"Oh, I do want to get rid of the rocks," cried the boy.
"Please, Mr. Wizard, please give me some magic so I won't have to carry this weight any longer." So the wizard struck the little boy hard on his right shoulder with his magic wand, sending red sparks everywhere.
"There's your courage."
Then he struck him hard on his left shoulder with his magic wand, sending blue sparks everywhere.
"There's your confidence.
The rest is up to you." And the wizard immediately disappeared in a puff of smoke. Suddenly, the boy felt stronger and unafraid.
The ogre complained, "Don't listen to that guy."
It
It's important that you keep picking up those heavy rocks like I've told you." But the boy wouldn't listen any longer. He dragged his heavy bag over to the side of the lake. He pulled out one of the biggest stones in the bag and heaved it to the water and pushed it in as far as he could. One by one, he took out each rock and threw it as far as he could into the middle of the lake, where there was a deep hole. You can think about each of these rocks as you take them out of the bag, said the wizard, and think about what they are. And as the boy felt lighter and lighter with each rock that he threw, he could feel the ogre behind him getting smaller and smaller and smaller until finally, with the very last rock, the ogre disappeared altogether. And the little boy went off down the path with a completely empty sack slung over his shoulder with a great big smile on his face. It's time for you to sleep right now. And you need to take some time to enjoy yourself as you dream. And all of the time that you drift and dream, you can be aware that you have a thinking mind and a dreaming mind. And when your thinking mind drifts off to some special place, your dreaming mind knows how to allow yourself to dream. Dream of something really special. So that's fine. Go ahead and dream. Dream of whatever lovely thing you like. Something delightful. After all, it's your mind. It's your dream. And as you dream, if any unwanted thoughts were to drift into your mind, you can imagine taking a large white sheet of paper and maybe a big gold glitter pen to write down or draw any unwanted thought that just popped into your head. You might want to prefer to paint it. Have you got a paint box? You might want to paint any old worry on the paper. That's it. Paint it right out of you. Okay, and when you've finished, fold the paper in half and then half again. And keep folding it until it's so tiny you can squeeze it into a matchbox and put it in a drawer, so it can stay in there all night through. Sleep there all night through. And you put it right out of your mind. Put it completely out of your mind. You can relax now. And every night while you sleep, you can sleep calmly and quietly all through the night. And that's what you can do any night. If you ever have an unwanted thought, were it to pop in your mind, you can pop it into a matchbox or a little box and put it in your drawer so that you forget all about it. Or you could even imagine looking up to the blue sky with some fluffy clouds and let that thought float up and settle onto a passing cloud and watch it just drift away. And as it drifts, passing the sun, the rays of sun burn through the cloud and burn away that old unwanted thought. just disappears. And as you rest and sleep later at night and every night, you can wait patiently for sleep to slip over you like a soothing duvet or quilt or blanket. Quietly and calmly, you feel quiet and calm on the inside. You feel quiet and calm on the outside. Inside out, quiet and calm. As you become ever more aware of the comfort, spreading calm. The ever-growing feeling of calm, comfort allows you to enjoy the rest and enjoy your sleep all the way through. And as I wonder, as you sit there so comfortably, or you're lying there so comfortably in your bed, how, at the same time, see some kind of picture of yourself just chilling out, just there in your bed, enjoying the comfort. Some people can see themselves just living the calm inner comfort. Other people just feel it on the inside. Other people seem to hear their inner voice soothing them, reminding themselves of how calm and peaceful they feel. It seems so good to be in this place of effortless relaxation and enjoying the drifting down and drifting up and drifting away, not really wanting to make any effort. They're just allowing it to happen all on its own, every night. Seems to be just the thing you want to do right now. And merely notice of drifting down and drifting back. That's fine. Drifting up and drifting down. Drifting away to enjoy your dream. So when you wake in the morning, you feel fantastic and full of energy. For while you are sleeping at night, your body is storing all of its energy for tomorrow. And as you relax now for a few moments more, I want you to know that each and every day you become more and more calm and confident. That each night you become more and more able to drift off into a wonderful, quietly calm sleep. You trust your special dreaming mind to look after you, to keep you safe all night through. So every day, every night, you expect to enjoy your rest. Enjoy your sleep, quietly, calm, happy. And if you should wake, half wake, you'll hear my words, quietly, calm, and immediately you'll drift back to sleep all the night through.